Greetings, Audio Boo. Paul Monaco here from paulmonaco.com. Always forgetting about Audio Boo. Not quite sure why. It just kind of slips my brain now and then. But sure enough, before I know it, somebody friends me or connects with me or whatever they call it on Audio Boo. And I get the little reminder message. And then that reminds me to go, gee, I think I should post another Boo. And here I am. Went away last week to a industry social media sort of conference thing. It was put on by the one of the buying groups, the food service industry, and learned a whole bunch of the usual social media stuff, along with some time management skill and negotiating skills. And it was interesting. Got a lot out of it. Interesting to know where one stands amongst their peers. In the B2B world, it's a lot different than the B2C, business-to-consumer world, when it comes to social media, because typically businesses don't really connect with each other utilizing social media. So I was really curious to hear how my peers were handling and what they were doing. Basically, they're not doing a whole lot more than I am. It's kind of feeling our way through. But I think there's going to be some progress made, and we're going to kind of figure it out. The general consensus is, you know, since this is a non-technical, non-IT-related business, the general consensus is to kind of act as play a consulting role and work with our customers to provide guidance in how they can use social media to increase their sales and marketing efforts to improve their bottom line and to make more sales, because when they make more sales, they purchase more from people like us. So it's kind of a win-win situation. So it was good. I haven't thought about it that way, mainly because as most of you out there who are geeky nerds that are into this stuff, you know, we kind of hear the, you know, what other marketers are doing, and typically they're startups or, you know, marketing directly to consumers, and it's kind of a different ballgame. So anyway, that was kind of really cool, and reinforced, I guess, some time management skills. They were using the Stephen Covey Get Things Done method. It was the methodology they were using, and I've followed the Covey method in the past, or actually I've studied it, and there was a good little reinforcement on that. I think ideally when it comes to time management, we all have our own little unique ways of doing it. I think we take bits and pieces from each system that in the end we end up with a system that works for us. I really want to look at the Get Things Done a little bit more. I've only grazed the surface on that. So, looks like I'm coming up close to my time limit here. I'm not recording this directly to the phone. I'm using my Zoom on the commute home, so I can't really look at the record timer as I drive. So I'm going to wrap this up right now. So keep up with me, paulmonaco.com, PF Monaco, just about everywhere in the social media, and be good.